are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Scott Mitic. He's the CEO of Trusted ID, a firm specializing in identity protection at a time when identity thievery is increasing in frequency. And Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Greg. Good to be here.
This is a time of year when Americans are working on their taxes and other just financial data is being thrown around so often that it's pretty easy to get that data stolen, actually. Anytime you use your credit card in a restaurant, you're running that risk to some extent. So just how aware do Americans need to be right now? How big of a threat is this?
Well, the threat is big and it's growing. Year after year, we're seeing steady increases in both the absolute number of Americans who are becoming victims of identity theft, as well as the cost of the crime to those who are victims. So it's increasing along both axes right now.
And in terms of how those trying to steal your personal information go about it, what are their most common methods?
Well, you mentioned one just a second ago with credit cards. I mean, that's typically called credit card fraud, and it happens to probably 10 million or so Americans each year. A charge is made on their credit card, which is not their charge. The really dangerous forms of identity theft, though, do not involve credit cards. They involve the use of your personal information, whether that's your name and social security number and address, to be able to get new credit in your name, or to be able to get employment in your name, or to be able to get medical benefits in your name. And those are the cases that are really sticky. They take years to fix. They could cost you thousands of dollars of out-of-pocket expenses, time off work. Those are the stories you read about in the newspaper, and which you definitely want to make sure you are not one of.
Well, certainly figuring out someone's address usually isn't that difficult. A lot of times it's right there in the phone book or in some sort of public record. What about protecting your social security number and other identification and sensitive information that could make you vulnerable?
Yeah, I mean, the thieves are looking for a combination of sensitive information. And usually at the top of that list is your social security number, carefully followed or closely followed by your name and your address and your date of birth. With that set of data, a lot of damage can be done. And many of the kinds of identity theft I just mentioned can be perpetrated. But social security number is kind of that holy grail. It's a key which unfortunately unlocks far too much. I mean, this is a number that was intended to be used just by the federal government, and which now everyone from your doctor to your university may be using as a unique number to identify you. So, you know, the rule of thumb is if anyone ever asks you for your social security number other than the government or a bank for whom you're applying with for credit, the safest answer is always, why do you need it? And do you really need it? And in most cases, the answer to that question will be no, and you can avoid providing the information.
Scott, what are some of the telltale signs that may allow someone to figure out pretty early on that someone's stolen their identity?
Well, you know, obviously the goal is to stop it from happening in the first place. But if you want to, if you're not going to focus on that preventative step, then obviously early detection is the next best thing. And the things that you can do to identify an identity theft already in progress, there are really two things that you'll notice first. One is if you're someone who checks your credit report regularly, you may see new accounts being opened in your name. The second thing is you may hear your telephone ringing, and when you answer it, it's going to be a bill collector who's calling to ask you why you haven't paid your medical bills, why you haven't paid your credit card bills, why you haven't provided updated information for an account. And those are the kinds of signals that, if you think this isn't me and just hang up the phone and don't worry about it, you may be putting yourself in further jeopardy for increased theft and crime over time.
Last 60 seconds with Scott Mitic, the CEO of Trusted ID. And Scott, tell us a little bit about your business and how you go about making sure that this doesn't happen.
Trusted ID offers proactive prevention. So we're helping customers stop identity theft before it starts. And that's the number one thing you can do. And there are about a dozen different forms of protection, which we offer all of our customers. And it's a subscription service. It's easy to sign up for. And we back it all up with a $1 million service warranty that says if anything ever goes wrong while you are our customer and your identity is stolen, we'll make it all right at no expense to our customers.
So what happens then if an identity thief gets my social security number, but I've got this protection? What do they run into?
Well, the one great example is that we can stop an identity thief in almost every case from using a social security number to open credit. in your name. And we do that by contacting each of the three credit bureaus and asking them to put a special notice on your credit report for you. And that notice requires any lender who's opening credit in your name to contact you and ask you for permission to do it. And then we make sure that notice is always on your credit report for as long as you're our customer. It's a simple, easy, and effective way to dramatically reduce the risk of identity theft.
Scott, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Great to have you with us today. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Scott Mintic is the CEO of Trusted ID. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join me next time for Dateline Washington.